Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Something a little bit different today. We last week went through New South Wales Smokies. We were going to do Queensland Smokies for Origin, but I thought with Anzac Day yesterday, and you know, we saw some incredible performances, some very tough performances from blokes out there yesterday. I thought, you know what? Let's put the Smoky chat on hold for a week and let's have a look at players from each team that you would most want to be in the trenches with, the tough guys in this competition. Brought to you by Neds, our official partners for season 2024. Head over to the Neds app. You can follow along with the Rugby League Guru profile there, the About Even profiles, all those profiles there to follow along with all of our bets throughout each and every weekend. Doing fantastic things there, Neds. And they're bringing you this week the players you would most want to be in the trenches with. I just thought, Kat, it was too much of a good topic to leave this week.
Oh, no, I think with the Anzac jerseys coming out and we've obviously just seen some of the games take place, this is the perfect time to be having this conversation.
And I think these guys are quite often the really underappreciated ones in each and every team. Not underappreciated by their teammates, but sometimes by fans. And like there's certain players in this comp we'll talk about that, you know, they might run for 250 metres a week and they do it so consistently that when they don't run for 250, they might run for 210. You sort of go, oh, that was a bit of a quiet game from them. The Brian Toews, the Pat Carrigans of the world come to mind. There's a heap of guys like that. And it might be, you know, a superstar player. It might be an underappreciated player. It might be a bench player. It could be anyone for your team. So we're literally going to go through team by team and talk about the players that stand out for with us. We're going to start from the very top of the ladder with the Cronulla Sharks. And I'll tell you what, Kat, when I look at the Sharkies, the first guy that comes to mind, unfortunately retired this week, Dale Finucan. He is the first one that I thought of, him and Cam McInnes. I think those are the two guys I would most want to have in the trenches with me.
Yeah, I was going to say Cam McInnes. I think he's, to your credit, you talk about this a lot. He is that guy. If you were going to war, you want a Cam McInnes on your side.
He reminds me of one of my favorite sayings, Kat. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is? What's one of my favorite sayings I say all the time?
He puts his foot.
He wouldn't.
Sorry, he wouldn't know.
He'd put his head where most wouldn't put their foot. Yeah. And it's just those tough buggers that you just want in your side. Cam McInnes, Dale Finucane, they are the two for me. I think the other one that also deserves a little bit of a mention is Britton Nicotta. Tough as nails, that guy, and never shies away from anything. Let's have a look at the Melbourne Storm. Melbourne Storm, really good one. And, you know, I think with a lot of these teams, Kat, you'll straight away go to forwards. And I think there's a couple for Melbourne that are really good shouts. Josh King comes to mind for me straight away. But I'll tell you one guy that I would love to have in the trenches with me. He's obviously got a lot of larrikin about him, but Cam Munster. You just know that when you need someone to stand up in a big moment, money's the guy you can rely on.
No, 100%. I can see that. I think for me, Harry Grant is another one as well. Yeah. He's just – and they kind of – they're similar. They remind me of each other. But Harry Grant's that guy that you just know if he's on your side, he's going to give it his all every single day.
I absolutely hate that the two main guys we've nominated from Melbourne are Queenslanders. And I think that's what really stands out to me from those two. But I do want to give Josh King a big shout out as well because he fits this criteria as well. And I think Sean Blaw is going to be another one that's going to fit in here as well. So some very good shouts there from the Melbourne Storm. The Dolphins. Cat, to me, the Dolphins are kind of a team built on guys like this. Mm. This has been – obviously, they got guys from Melbourne like the Bromwich boys, Felice Kafusis, these sort of guys that have really laid that foundation. You have a look at the Cronulla Sharks as well, where they've come from to where they are today, obviously built off Dale Finucane, Nico Hines coming from that Melbourne system as well. But the two guys that I just thought about these two straight away when I thought of the Dolphins, the first one, we had him on the KO show a few weeks ago, Ray Stone. Mm. He is just an absolute menace. And I think the other one is this Max Plath kid. I've spoken about him a lot over the last few weeks. And I love that Wayne Bennett was interviewed last week about Max Plath. So I said, what does he bring? You know, what makes him special? And Wayne just flat out said, he's tough. Now, this is a kid that was playing halfback only 2 years ago in the junior grades, and all Wayne Bennett says about him is that he's tough. And I tell you what, for those that watched the KO show a few weeks ago, I've mentioned it before, Ray Stone very much keeps to himself, doesn't say too much. I asked him about Max Plath, and Kat, you would have thought I was asking about his firstborn child.
Oh, wow.
God, he got excited, Raymond Stone. So those are the two guys that I was thinking of. Got anyone in mind, Kat?
I think I echo your point that the Dolphins are kind of made with this mentality in mind. We've used the example before that the Dolphins, for me, are kind of the adopted kids of every team or the fringe players of every team that have now found a home together here. And I think that's why they're so special and that's why they have been able to settle into the NRL so quickly as a new team. There's a lot of identity there, but I think you can't look past a Mark Nichols or a Jesse Bromwich or, those guys as well that have that grunt, that mongrel, that I'll do anything. It's just proper trench-like behaviour.
I'll tell you the other one too, and obviously he's injured and he hasn't played much footy over the last few years, but Tommy Gilbert is probably front and centre of that as well.
It's just a shame.
Another guy that I wish was a New South Wales Blue. Very jealous that Queensland have him. The Penrith Panthers, honestly, throw a dart at this team and take your pick. For me, Isaiah Yeo has to be right up there. Mm-hmm. I think Mitch Kenny has to be right up there. But, you know, there probably won't be too many wingers that get a vote here. But I just think Brian To'o. I've been saying it for 3 and 4 years. And when I said it after the 2021 grand final, I got abused for it. I said, look, Brian To'o is doing things that no one else has ever done before. And, you know, now this is a guy, he runs for 250 metres just about every single weekend, and that is absolutely unheard of. I remember a couple of years ago when I think it was Blake Ferguson, this was like 2018, it wasn't that long ago, he had a season where he averaged over 200 run metres and everyone lost their mind because we just hadn't seen it before.
Yeah.
Brian To'o runs 200 on a bad day at the moment. Brian To'o goes to Origin and runs 250 metres per game. He goes to finals, grand finals. And the other thing as well with Brian To'o, teams have worked it out now. They refuse to kick him the football. So he's not picking up easy run metres.
Yeah, wow.
These are tough trenches sort of shit. And this is why for me he is the best winger in rugby league. So Brian To'o, my shout. There's a few at Penrith though. What are you thinking, Kathmandu?
So many at Penrith. I can't look past Dylan Edwards as well. I feel like he comes up a lot. The thing about Dylan Edwards is I don't think he's ever been a headline name for the Penrith Panthers, but could he play with any other team and be one of the most influential? Absolutely. I think he is just part of such a strong squad that people are just so used to him performing at this level, and that's the expectation that we've set for them. But when you actually isolate him and look at what he can do as an individual, he is an incredible player.
I think as well, obviously with Penrith, and we can't go through every single player, but I think the two front row forwards, Leota, Fisher-Harris, two guys. But I'll tell you what, he would annoy the living shit out of you in the trench. He'd do your head in. But, you know, when go time came, I'm not sure if there's anyone I'd want next to me more than Liam Martin. He is just a maniac on legs. You talk about missing screws. My God, they're not loose. They've gone MIA, some of those screws. So Liam Martin right up there. The Manly Seagulls. Now, you had a really good shout this morning when we spoke about this earlier. Who stands out for you at the Seagulls?
I think I have slowly made myself Oluquatu's biggest fan.
Yep.
Just I think a dollar every time I say his name each week. Definitely there's a couple of bucks there. But I just – he's the reason I appreciate his position so much more, because I think he's a little bit more entertaining and theatrical for someone in that position. He's not just strong, but the way that he pushes through to score tries, even though he's got five guys holding him down, is just so impressive to me that he's always one of the strongest on the field.
And I think as well with Oluquatu, you know, he's obviously got the ability to do that sort of stuff, but you normally get to the end of games and he's just got through a heap of work. Like he doesn't sit back and go, hey, I'll give you highlights and leave me alone for the rest of the game. He gets in there and he does a lot of work, Oluquatu. I think Jake Trbojevic is another one that has to be right up there. And the other one that I want to give a little shout out to, which I'm sure a lot of people would probably forget about when it comes to this sort of stuff, but Lachie Croker. For the size that he is and that he's a halfback, he's not even a fucking hooker, and just shifts into the middle and has been playing nine at a really high click the last few years. Yeah. So he's a very big one for me. And the last one, guy that I just think is an absolute fucking dog, and I'm so glad to see him getting good minutes in this side now, Nathan Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have Brownie in the trenches with me every day of the week. I couldn't believe he was out of first grade for so long. That one's wild to me.
Also just so likable.
Yeah.
Like, I think you just want him in the trenches in general.
Yeah.
But that whole not the whole Manly side, but Garrick and DCE, for me, they've all got that, similar to the Panthers, they've all got that real kind of trench mindset. They'll do anything for their club.
Let's move to the Brisbane Broncos. Brisbane Broncos, guys you want in the trenches with you. I think Paddy Carrigan
is the
absolute number one standout. Payne Haas right up there as well. But I find Pat Carrigan extremely difficult to go past. I'll give you another little Smokey who I think I would be more than happy to have in there. I said it on Bloke the other day that I reckon at some point over the next few years he'll jag an Origin debut out of nowhere. Kobe Hetherington. Plays well above his weight, tough as nails. It's sort of forgotten now, but, you know, if the Broncos would have won that grand final last year in a tight game, there's a tackle that Kobe Hetherington makes on Moses Leota that I think is one of the best individual tackles I've ever fucking seen. Mm-hmm. Incredible effort. So Kobe Hetherington would be right up there for me, but, geez, Cats, hard to go past Paddy Carrigan.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. This is one where there's a few standouts in each side that just fit the brief. And for me, it's Payne Haas and it's Paddy Carrigan.
Canberra Raiders are up next. And honestly, you could throw a blanket over this forward pack and hit trench guys. This is just who they are. Tarpanay, Josh Papali'i, Morgan Smithies, Corey Horsbrough, Elliot Whitehead. Just trench guys all over the place. And look, the forward pack, it's a really obvious, you know, you could nominate half the forward pack as trench guys. I want to give you an outside back, though, that I always just think, you know, he's a little bit scat, but you can just never question his effort, and he's just always trying to win the game of football. Sometimes it leads to mistakes, but he's just always willing to try. And Jordan Rapiner, he's been the face of this club for a long time, in my opinion. He's, you know, he's been there a long time. He's come and gone. He went away, COVID, came back. And Jordan Rapiner, he is, whether it's they need him at centre, fullback, wing, wherever the hell it is. If Ricky Stewart grabbed in this week and said, hey, we're short on front row forwards, Rapiner would go, yep, sweet, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll get the shit belt out of me, but I'll do it. So the forward pack, really obvious guys there, but I think Jordan Rapiner is worth a shout as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. I would have said Tarpany off the top of the dome, in your words, but I think also when you're led by a man who is born for the trenches, which is Ricky Stewart.
Yeah.
You can see how that mentality just ripples out into the team culture as well.
Yeah, Ricky Stewart's a really good chat. He's a real trench guy, sticky. I like that. Let's have a look at the North Queensland Cowboys. And for me, just the obvious number one standout is Reuben Cotter. If you had to have a face of a trench, I think Reuben Cotter would be pretty hard to go past, Kat. The hair, the size, and just the ticker he's got, hard to beat.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I picked him in Supercoach. He's in the trenches with me. So
I like that.
I'm going to echo you on this one, and, yeah, I completely agree. I think, once again, they're a good side. Maybe lacking in a bit of depth at the moment, but I think that it only emphasizes how important the likes of a guy like Cotter or Drinky actually are for this side.
I think the other one that I would probably give a shout out to as far as being a trench guy, and once again, I fucking hate how many Queenslanders I'm giving raps to here, but Tommy Dearden.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they might be the two smallest guys in the squad, Tommy Dearden and the great Ruben Cotter, but they just play well above their weight and play tough footy. And, I mean, in no shock to anyone who was announced as the co-captains of the North Queensland Cowboys this year, these two. Mm. Okay, we're into the, I was going to say bottom eight, but it's the bottom nine now. The St. George Illawarra Dragons. The Dragons. Number of guys to pick from here in this squad. For me, Kat, I think that one of my boys I've spoken about a lot this year, Tommy Eisenhuth, playing in the lock forward role, just no frills, just gets in, does his work every single time. Jack Bird's got a bit of trench about him as well. Yeah, and obviously Benny Hunt, the skipper. Yeah,
that's it. I was going to say Ben Hunt.
Yeah, I just didn't want to say another fucking Queenslander.
I know, because I mean, some of his best trench work has happened for Queensland.
Yeah. Some of his absolute best work, which has killed me. The other one I'd chuck up there as well is Blake Laurie. I think he's really underappreciated. I think he's a little bit underappreciated by Coach Flanagan at the moment as well, but a very, very good player, Blake Laurie. But, yeah, a few there from the Dragons. Let's move to the New Zealand Warriors, and there's a number of guys you could pick here from the Wars. Chance comes to mind. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck comes to mind. Even Dallin, like, he would run through a brick wall for you. Forward pack, you got guys like Adam Fanua, Blake, Jackson Ford, Wade Egan. But, Kat, I don't know how people can go past Tolu Harris when you're talking about this. He might be the ultimate trench guy.
Yeah. It brings me back to a video that I saw on their Instagram where they were asking them questions. And his response to the question was, I'm just here to play footy. I'm just here to train.
Yeah.
And that mentality is he's purely here to do that and that alone, and he's bloody good at it.
Yeah.
But it made me laugh because he's just so straightforward and he's just there for one reason.
And like one big thing that, you know, I'm sure we've all noticed over time is that very rarely do guys leave the Melbourne Storm and improve. In fact, a lot of the time people leave and they get heaps worse. Tohu has just gone from strength to strength. And, you know, he used to be playing on the edge for the Melbourne Storm, on the left edge, I believe, moved over to the Warriors, became a middle forward, became the captain of the club, and has become, in my opinion, one of the best Warriors we've ever seen. Mm. I absolutely love Tohu Harris. And the other thing that stands out for him when I look at him, Kat, is that, you know, every year in Supercoach he becomes interesting to buy. And I always just say, oh, he looks like he's about to get injured. He's looked like he's about to be injured for the last 6 years straight. This guy just doesn't stop. He's a maniac. There's just so much to love about Tolu Harris. And the Warriors always tend to have this guy in their team. When you look through the history of the franchise, whether it's, you know, a Michael Luck, a Simon Mannering, Tolu Harris has just continued to hold this legacy. And, you know, it'll be James Fisher-Harris for the next 5 or 6 years, which is super exciting. But Tolu Harris, I think he is the absolute hit it out of the park option from the Warriors.
Absolutely. I will agree with you there.
Let's have a look at the Sydney Roosters, picking a trench player there. Number of guys to pick from. Jared Rea-Hargraves obviously comes to mind for me straight away. Lindsay Collins, a big one. Victor Radley.
Oh, those three. Those are the three I would have said. Lindsay Collins, first of all, he's got the Cam McGuinness energy, understated, but gets his job done week in, week out. You can rely on him, and those are the guys that you want in the trenches. JWH, he's the kind of guy you just want on your side because he's scary if he's not on the same side.
You just don't want him in the other trench.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
And then I can't agree more with Victor Radley. Once again, the guy that you want on your side because you don't want those sin bins against you.
Yeah, completely agree. Radley would be my pick. Other guys that I think are worth giving a shout out to, Daniel Tupu and Sualee. The work that they've been doing out of their own end this year has been incredible. Sualee's only been doing it for obviously 18 months, but man, Tupu scored the first try in the 2013 grand final.
That's crazy.
Like, he's been doing the damn thing for a long time at a high click.
That will be – I know Sualee, we're talking about him moving off to rugby and everything, but that will be Sualee as well. He is 20 years old. 20 years old.
Yeah, it's insane.
I feel like we've been talking about him for years.
Well, we have been talking – well, I mean, we've been talking about him since he was 15 or 16, coming through the juniors and whatnot, so it does feel like he's been around for a long time, but – yeah, he is just still so young and has so much more to offer. It is wild. Daniel Tupu scored the first try in the 2013 grand final. Wow. I was just double checking that. Been around for a long time. I think he's scored a try in all their premiership victories. You know, he's obviously a three-time premiership winner. Been around for a long time, Toops. All right, let's move to the Canterbury Bulldogs.
I feel like I know who you're going to say.
Yeah. Who am I going to say, Kat?
You're going to say Max King and Josh Curran.
Well done. Josh Curran was going to be my first one. Max King second. I'd have Reid Marnie up there with him.
See, I felt like Reid was more that guy at Parramatta.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if he's been done quite enough with the Dogs for me.
See, I almost think he's become a little bit too much of a trench guy. I think he's trying to get under people's skin a little bit too much at the moment. Yeah. That's interesting. But I think the obvious one here is Josh Curran.
Yeah.
He just has to be the guy. I think as well, you know, like similar to when we talk about Olakau'atu, you look at this guy and just sort of go, oh, you know, he's just got the upside in him. But Viliami Kikau gets through a lot of work as well.
Yeah, true. Is he still the Dally M leader?
Is he still – yeah, he'd be right up there. Incredible, yeah. The other guy that I want to give a little shout-out to that I think is probably underappreciated by a lot of people, but I think over the next few weeks people are going to start to respect him a lot more because he's playing fullback now, Connor Tracy.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, yes. Do you know what? I'm glad that you've said that because when I watched them play in Melbourne, Connor Tracy was everywhere. And, yes, there are a few mistakes he makes here and there, but you cannot fault him on his effort. He is – always there. He's always giving it 110%. And I think it's something that I didn't appreciate watching the Dogs play on TV, but in person, just seeing the amount of running that he did and just being so present, I was super, super impressed. I'm glad you said him.
Plays well above his weight, Connor Tracy. I'll tell you a quick yarn about Connor Tracy. This time a year ago in about 2 weeks' time, my mum has like a stall that we do at the Relay for Life, like the Cancer Council sort of event. And I was there at like the opening ceremony and there was a bloke standing about 10 metres away from me who had a drone and I was looking at him and he was flying it around doing content and I was sort of looking at him going, fuck, this bloke looks like Connor Tracy. Mm-hmm. And then I looked and I went, nah, it's too small to be Connor Tracy. It can't be Connor Tracy. Anyway, about 10 minutes later I was thought, fuck, maybe it is. Anyway, I went and said hello to him. It was Connor Tracy. He was just down there doing that for Cancer Council. Just, yeah, an incredible guy. And like I legitimately stood 5 minutes away from going, nah, he's that guy's too small to put his body through what I see Connor Tracy put his body through. So I've always been a huge fan of Tracy, all the way from back in his South Sydney days. Very, very good player. The West Tigers. Appy very hard to go past here as far as a trench guy goes. Obviously does all the tough work, but just when you need someone to stand up in a big moment, he'll do it for you. I think Clemmer, he's obviously aging and he's not at his best anymore, but for a long time was a trench guy, David Clemmer. But Kat, I think one of our favourites, Alex Twoll.
Oh.
He just does his absolute best every single week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to back my fellow Lebo for the hard work, the grunt, the fact – the motivation to get up and keep going when you've only gotten one try and it took you years to get it and then you became a bit of a meme, I think it is really commendable. But I also don't know if – I think he just encapsulates the spirit of the West Tigers. I can't see Alex Twoll anywhere other than the Tigers.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And it would have been devastating if he went somewhere else. The other guy that I want to give a little shout out to who – I probably wouldn't have said this about this guy until he came back to the NRL this year, but Aiden Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
He's been leading their line speed. He's been leading their kick chase. He's a halfback. He's not expected to do that sort of shit. He sort of reminds me of Brett Camorley back on the day. Just do all the one percenters at 100%, and probably because he knows he's not as naturally gifted and as talented as other halves in this league, but he's just putting in 100% effort every single week. So the Caesar salad, as you call him.
Yes, yes. Whenever there's a local pub where we like to order a
Caesar
salad.
Shout out to the Newmarket Hotel.
Yeah. And I just say to Guru, let's go get an Aiden.
An Aiden. Very good. Love the Seas. The Parramatta Eels. I mean, I think we know who I'm going to choose here. My boy Jermaine absolutely shits in. Unfortunately, another fucking Queenslander. But Jermaine Hopgood has to be right up there for me. I think the two front rowers, Regan and Junior, right up there. But I think Gutho as well deserves a shout.
Gutho, yeah. He was going to be my guy. I was going to say Gutho.
We just mentioned sort of Aiden Caesar and that he might not be the most gifted or talented halfback in the league, and Gutho might not be the most gifted and talented fullback in the league, but you can never, ever, ever question his effort if there's a tough carry to be taken. I mean, I watched him on the weekend and it might be to his own detriment, but the way that he was getting around the field last week with his knee blatantly Gornsky, just too tough for his own good, Gutho. But I think Jermaine has to be the absolute top dog there.
Yeah, he's a workhorse, the old Jermaine.
And he's one of those, it's like he just craves it too. He craves contact and hard work.
He's that guy that would have gone into battle 100%. If he was born 100 years
ago. And he would have come back to tell you the story and he would have downplayed his role.
100%. He saved some lives, that guy.
Without a doubt. Might have saved mine, actually, the more I think about it.
I actually think he's all right. He did save your life last year.
He's pretty much given me a career, so it's great. So shout out to Jermaine. The Newcastle Knights. The Newcastle Knights. Straight away for me, Kat, I think of one of their front row forwards, Leo Thompson.
Yep.
You know, surrounded there by the Saifidi boys who are good players, but I think they've been underachieving the last few years. Leo Thompson has come into the NRL and has just asserted himself as one of the alphas in this competition. And I always think back to the start of this season, Kat. We had the Indigenous and the Māori All-Stars game, and the Māori boys were doing their performance before the game, and, you know, someone popped up in the middle of the circle and I was waiting to see who it was going to be. Leo fucking Thompson. Mm-hmm. That says it all. I'm a huge Leo Thompson fan. Other guys in this team that I think are worth a shout out, I think a guy like Dane Gagai just never gives up, just goes at it every single week. And one that, you know what, I don't think people would have probably said this 3 or 4 years ago, but for the way that he just puts his body out there and he just goes at it and he's had all these head knocks and everything, I think KP's turned into an incredibly tough footballer.
Yeah, I think so too. Not to be confused with KPP.
Not to be confused with KPP, but
who's also doing a great job.
Doing a great job, yeah.
But I would agree with you. I think, once again, to his own, it's a shame that he's so prone to concussions and things like that. Those are the things that will slow him down, and they're the things that will probably prevent him from going as hard as he could have or that other guys would do. But you can't deny his influence on the team, which I think that's the biggest problem. He's injured. He's out for 10-something weeks. Yeah. That's going to be the biggest missing puzzle piece for this side now moving forward. And it'll go to show just how important he is.
Just how important he is. I completely agree. I think as well we have to give a little shout out to our mate that tried to fight Reid Marnie in the change rooms the other day, which I'm still not convinced if that was serious or not, to be honest with you. Well, did we talk about that?
We never talked about it.
The more I watched it, the more I thought, is he just taking the piss here?
They were just taking the piss, but it, you know, guys sometimes – they're like, start with a joke and then there was a bit of a moment and then they're like, settle down, bro. Like,
I'm very confident he came into that looking to take the piss and maybe he got caught up in the moment a little bit. But, Jack Hetherington, he's always been a lunatic and I love that about him. I don't want that to sound like a negative. I wouldn't change Jack Hetherington for the world. He's rugby league. But he's another one that I wouldn't mind having in the trench with me. And the last one I want to mention from Newcastle Cat is Tyson Frizzell.
You can't not mention Tyson Frizzell. He is the toughest nut, and he has been for years. He's one of the toughest in the game, I reckon.
He could have both feet with trench foot and not mention it, Tyson Frizzell, and you wouldn't even notice.
It wouldn't slow him down at all.
Trench Frizzell. Let's have a look at the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and I think your skipper's near impossible to go past, isn't he, Kat?
I would agree with you. I think there are a few that could be considered our trenchmen.
Who else would you get? Like Jack Whiten's another one for me.
I think yes, but I also think a little underwhelming given everything that's gone on with Souths so far this year. Okay. I don't think we've actually seen a lot of what Whiten can do. I think he's that guy for the Raiders, but I would question whether or not we're a bit biased to seeing him as this trench guy because of the way he sat in that Raiders system. I think Souths have a bit of work to do before I can really decide who our trench boys are. I would have said it was Cookie, but JD begs to differ.
Well, just because JD disagrees doesn't mean he's not, though.
No. I think Cookie's a trench guy. Mm. We need Cookie. We need him for his leadership. He's the guy that would be telling all the young guys what to do in the trenches.
Yeah.
Jai Arrow, big one.
Yeah, I was actually really excited to talk about two New South Welshmen in Cam Murray and Jack Whiten. Then we had to get back to Jai fucking
so
Arrow.
Sorry.
Hurts.
So sorry.
Let's move to the Gold Coast Titans, the last team we're going to talk about. And, I mean, I know he's not out there at the moment, but Tino, he is just the obvious standout number one at that club. There's no denying that. I think probably 2 years ago you wouldn't have said Dave Fifita, but fuck, he's doing tough stuff now.
Sure
And he just takes it upon himself. But as far as trench guys go, he's been doing it for a long time. His body's been falling apart for a long time. But defensively, he just shows up every single week. Kieran Foran.
Huge trench guy.
Never leaves the trench. Was born in the trench. Will die in the trench.
He looks like if you watched a movie about the Anzacs, you'd see a guy that looks like Kieran Foran.
Yeah, he'd have a dart in his mouth and he's been in all sorts, but he doesn't give a fuck. He'll just 100%. Yeah, Kieran Foran's right up there. Trying to think of other guys from the Gold Coast Titans that I would put
Fifita
in there. Yeah, Fifita. Chrissy Randall, who came up from the Newcastle Knights, got a bit of trench about him, starting at hooker at the moment. A very small guy by front rower standards, but just goes in there and does a job. So, yeah, a few at the – and I'll tell you what, another little trench guy from his playing days, Desi Hasler.
Oh, come on. He's the sergeant.
Along with his assistant coach, I don't know if you'd remember this guy, Kat, Michael Monaghan. He played halfback and hooker. I reckon he's one of the toughest players.
I definitely know the name.
Yeah, you would have heard me fucking talk about him before. I love this guy, Michael Monaghan. Tough as nails. All right, they are all 17 teams done and dusted, going through the trench players from each side, the guys that you would want to have in the trenches with you. Brought to you by Neds. Go and have a look on your Neds account. You can see the Guru profile, About Even profiles. You can follow along with all our bets across the weekend. Gamble responsibly, as always, legend. And we will see you on this episode next week to go through our Queensland Maroon Smokies for season 2024. I'll give you the hot tip. Jermaine Hopgood might be one of them.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.